Cloudcast Media.
Drew Schlossberg, Spotlight on the Community Show, amplifying the voices of social impact organizations, entrepreneurs, local nonprofits, and other community champions who shape the culture, creativity, and connectivity of San Diego. Brought to you by Mission Fed Credit Union, bringing good things to San Diego for over 60 years. Learn more about what is good for you and good for all by visiting www.missionfed.com.
I'm Drew Schlossberg, Cloudcast Media, and if you hear it in my voice, a little bit of a, oh man, this is going to be a great show. It's because my longtime good friend, Deacon Jim Vargas, is sitting across from me in the catbird seat. It's always good to see you, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
I know. It's phenomenal, the great work you're doing, Jim, as the president and the CEO of Father Joe's Villages, and you brought in one of your talented colleagues, and that is Alma Hutcherson. She is the manager of therapeutic child care for Father Joe's Villages. How you doing, Alma?
I'm doing good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you bet. How long have you been with the organization?
15 years.
15, so you've doubled almost Jim's time, right?
That's right.
And Jim's catching up, right?
I'm a boomerang.
Okay. She is, actually. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I want to hear a little bit about that when we get into the show here. Deacon, just for those very few listeners that don't know the mission of Father Joe's Villages, maybe a quick little recap.
Sure, absolutely. We're the largest homeless services provider in this region, in Southern California, basically. And we also the oldest. We go back to 1950, but we really came into our own in the 80s when Father Joe Carroll took the reins and he's built it into what we have now. And that's a very comprehensive program, very holistic program for individuals who are on the streets and just plagued with homelessness. So it goes, we have healthcare, and healthcare includes primary care, but also we have a behavioral health clinic. Mental health challenge individuals are assisted there through our clinicians. We also have a behavioral, or I should say substance use disorder treatment center as well there. And we have a dental clinic. And so we cover individuals as it relates to their health across the board. And we know that a lot of individuals who are on the streets are suffering from some level of behavioral health challenges. And so that's an important element. We also have our therapeutic child care, and I won't get into that now because that's the topic of the show.
Right.
And that's an important element of our programs. We also have employment. All right. We know with marketable skills comes employment, and that leads to income and then self-sufficiency. So that's an important element as well. And then we have our shelter system. I mean, we have almost 1,200 shelter beds in the city of San Diego. And that's important because we're able to help people off the streets in the immediacy, start applying the services that they need to help them in the long term. And then most importantly, we have a housing development division. That team is dedicated to producing affordable housing, either through the acquisition and refurbishment of motels or the construction, new construction. You know, Drew, that St. Teresa of Calcutta
right.
Villa, 14
sure.
stories, 407 homes that we opened a year ago, helped
right.
over 500 people off the streets. That's what breaks the cycle of homelessness, a place like St. Teresa of Calcutta Villa. So we're blessed to be able to have the continuum of care across the board that's so very necessary.
Right, exactly. And, you know, of course, you can't turn to a day where, you know, it's not something in the paper or it's on radio or it's on TV when people are talking about homelessness and so forth. And the ones who just want to look at it at the 80,000-foot level and then blame everybody but themselves for helping out, you guys have to have thick skin, and you do, in that area. That's why we love to showcase what you folks have been doing for so many years on our Spotlight Show. We really can't say it enough. So, Alma, are you going to tell us a little bit about the Therapeutic Child Care Center?
Sure.
Tell us about it. What is it?
Okay. We're a state-licensed child care center,
okay.
But we don't only provide child care. We're a therapeutic child care. We have a marriage and family therapist
okay.
on site. So we have parenting classes for the parents. We also have individual therapy. We have dyadic therapy, which is parent and child therapy. And then we have play therapy for the children. And then also my child development specialists, which are the teachers, but they are child development specialists. They provide an array of services to help the children as they're experiencing homelessness.
Right. So how many folks do you serve a year through the center?
So in 2022, we served 400 individuals.
Well, that's a lot. So 400 individuals, and that's including the kids as well as the parents?
Correct.
On that, right. Is that number growing?
It is. It is slowly growing.
Right, exactly. And, you know, Jim, I know there's nothing, you know, probably... sometimes it really hits your heart. You know, it's tough enough to see a homeless adult, right? But when you see a homeless child, that's just a little bit of a different animal.
It breaks your heart. And to your point, Drew, we know there's a point in time count. It's taken once a year in the major cities. Right. It was just recently taken the end of January. We haven't gotten the results there. But let me point to the 2022 results and compare them to 2020. They weren't taken in 2021 because of the COVID.
Right.
But in that two-year period, homelessness in the county of San Diego had grown by 10% overall homelessness. Families falling into homelessness grew by 37%. So to your point, that's heartbreaking. We know, and these kids that come to us are academically, emotionally, socially delayed. And unless we mitigate those circumstances, they are four times more apt to be homeless as adults. So the work of Alma and her team, it's absolutely critical. Because it really is making the difference. And with kids, and Alma and the others can say it best, with kids, they're so resilient. You apply the right resources. And of course, love goes along with that. But you apply those resources and love, and it's incredible how they bounce back.
Well, you bring up such a good point. We're chatting with Deacon Jim Vargas. He's the president and CEO of Father Joe's Village, is joined by his colleague, Alma Hutcherson. She's the manager of therapeutic childcare for Father Joe's Villages. I'm Drew Schlossberg, as you're listening to another edition of Drew Schlossberg Spotlight on the Community Show on Cloudcast Media, brought to you by Mission Fed Credit Union, who've been doing wonderful things for San Diegans for more than 60 years. And I know Mission Fed's been a big supporter of what you do too.
Yeah.
But you know, what the thing is that you brought up something that's really interesting. We have this conversation with quite a few of the groups in here, especially foster groups as well, just in time for foster youth, who, you know, those folks well, our promises to kids. But what you hit something really important, Jim, and I'll talk to Alma about it, is when you show that you care, it sounds so obvious, but the folks who are maybe in the situation, has anyone cared for them? Have anyone tried to care for them? And Alma, I know that goes a long way when you show those kids that, yeah, there are people here that support you and want you to succeed. Talk about how important that is.
Well, there's been a lot of research done where it shows that if only one person cares, that there it can be a big change for the children as they grow. But we have a lot of success stories, which is pretty awesome, that shows just that. Just last year, a teen was featured at the Children's Gala, where she is in college now, but she was at the Village for a while, and she connected with one of my staff, Patty, and Patty helped her and showed her that she cared, and so now she is out there as being successful in her college career.
Right, and just think about this, Alma, and you can weigh in it too, Jim. Yes, and it's great that you folks are doing it. You obviously care about this because you wouldn't be in business without. What do you think of the lay public actually started doing this, you know, and they actually cared about the people that are on the street and say, what can I do, you know, to help you or the kids and all that business? And they showed some empathy. And, you know, you can answer this better than I could, Alma, and you too, Jim. I just don't see as much empathy to those folks that are in need as there needs to be. Or am I wrong on that?
We have lots of opportunities for volunteers to come in and show how much they care.
Right.
We're slowly coming out of COVID, and our programming is slowly opening up back as we had before COVID. Right. And so we have volunteer opportunities for them to come and show that they care. We have tutoring possibilities, mentoring possibilities. We have literacy classes that they can come and help with that.
Right. And Jimmy, as you would say, as you do on all the shows, you can't have enough volunteers, can you?
You can't. In fact, we were blessed pre-COVID with 10,000 volunteers a year. Yeah, I put a price tag on that of about $4 million, the level of services that they expended, which is critical, right? And our volunteers, even during COVID, didn't want to pull away. And so as Alma mentioned, we're quickly ratcheting up as well. And even grandparents who come in to the therapeutic child care center, and their job is to hold the babies and just and so that they can feel love. And to your point, Drew, it's, you know if there's any seemingly lack of empathy out there, I think it's an indication that people are frustrated. People are frustrated that numbers are growing, and that's on the streets. And it's so heartbreaking that it gets to the point where they feel hopeless almost, right? Or that the situation is hopeless. And yet it's never hopeless, right? It's at these times that we have to step up and do even more and be more creative, be more innovative, and recognize that we can't do things the way we've just been doing them, right? So there are different ways of approaching shelter. Congregate shelters can't be the only game in town. We have to recognize that some people are victims of domestic violence and can go into congregate settings for various reasons. You got to meet them where they are. They don't want to be on the streets, but they can't be in that type of setting. So we've been advocating for safe villages where, you have designated areas around the city where you have pallet structures and it has a level of security and they're individual. And then you can start connecting with individuals. And that's the key, connecting. At the end of the day, caring or showing that you care is what it's all about. We see it time and time again. That's what really is impactful to individuals, especially if they've been chronically on the street because they're not trusting. So if they really, remember there's a story that someone at a health center, we have a street health group. And
right.
There was one woman that they encountered every time they went out there. And for months, they tried to make a connection. And the woman wasn't responsive. And after it must have been like 6 months, the woman at that point responded and said, and when she tells the story, she says, because now she's doing so much better now that they connected. She tells the story that she figured after 6 months, these clowns, she said, kept on coming back and they kept on bothering me, even though I never responded to them. They kept on. They were persistent. They cared.
Of course.
All right. And finally, she realized, hey, you know what? There must be something to this. They truly must want to help me, right? And now she's doing so incredibly well. It's incredible.
Yeah, and that's one of probably many examples that need to be really highlighted. Deacon Jim and Alma, when we come back from break, I want to talk about the big gala that's coming up on May the 20th at U.S. Grant, and then go back to you, Alma, with some more talk about the Therapeutic Child Care Center. And as Jim knows, we always save time in the second half to what can our listeners do to support your efforts? Can they volunteer? Can they provide resources themselves or money or whatever the case may be, product. And then, we always want to make sure that this public knows that you folks are doing it in so many different fronts, whether it's therapeutic child care, whether it's the job training, whether it's the street teams, whether it's all the things that you are doing. I mean, you're pretty much your own little city yourself, as we all know when we get back with Deacon Jim Vargas, President and CEO of Father Joe's Village, is joined by his colleague Alma Hutcherson, Manager of Therapeutic Child Care at Father Joe's Village. I'm Drew Schlossberg, as you're listening to another edition of Drew Schlossberg Spotlight on the Community Show on Cloudcast Media, brought to you by Mission Fed Credit Union, doing wonderful things for San Diegans for more than 60 years, and we will be right back.
When you do your banking with Mission Fed, you get great rates on auto and home loans. That's good for you, but something good also happens for a lot of other people. We're not for profit, so we put money back into the community to help lots of great nonprofits to keep San Diego strong. So you're not just getting something good, you're doing something good. Come to Mission Fed. It's banking that's good for all.
Brand amplification is the DNA of Cloudcast Media, and our code is the powerful blending of sound, voice, and storytelling to lift local brands and their communities. Whether it is our Brandcast, Schoolcast, or Causecast platforms, the unifying ethos is all about this community, the one you call home. If you dare to dream, and want to explore the brand amplification of Cloudcast, a national leader in local podcasting and other Winfluence strategies, please visit us at cloudcast.us.
I'm Drew Schlossberg of Cloudcast Media, and you're listening to another edition of Drew Schlossberg Spotlight on the Community Show on Cloudcast Media, brought to you by Mission Fed Credit Union, doing spectacular things for San Diegans for more than 60 years. We're in the beautiful Mission Fed studios here in Scripps Ranch, joined by her friends Deacon Jim Vargas, President and CEO of Father Joe's Villages, and his colleague Alma Hutcherson, Manager of Therapeutic Childcare at Father Joe's Villages. But can't let this go too far. You got a big event coming up on May 20th. What is that?
We do. It's our annual gala, and it supports the children's care center, the right. Therapeutic child care center. So I would encourage people to go online and buy some tickets to join us. It's always a lot of fun. It's at the U.S. Grant Hotel. We start with a social hour, and then we have an evening of programs and just a lot of fun. So go on to our website, neighbor.org. And there's tickets still left. And we just encourage people to come. This is, as Alma mentioned last year, one of our residents who had been helped by the Therapy Child Care Center was featured during the gala, and it was a standing ovation. It was incredible just for the guests to hear of her progress, basically. And last year, Drew, we raised $1 million for that evening for the center, and it's so very, very critical. And our goal, of course, is to raise more than $1 million this year.
And I think you will. Again, that's May the 20th at the U.S. Grant Hotel. It's an evening affair, I take it?
It's an evening affair.
Right, exactly. The gala. Just go on to the Father Joe's Village's website. You'll find out all the information on that aspect of it. You know, well, before we go back to talk more about the Therapeutic Child Care Center, you know, you were chatting at break about there's many ways to help Father Joe's Village's donations, volunteering, and so forth. But you got an online store launch coming up?
We do, on the 24th of this month. We're excited about it. We've had thrift stores for years. We have four thrift stores, and just as a reminder, one is in Hillcrest. Another one is Imperial Beach. We have one in El Cajon, actually, on Fletcher Parkway. And we also have one in, I said Chula Vista. I lost track. Chula Vista, Imperial Beach, in El Cajon, and also Hillcrest. Those are the four. But now we have an online store.
Right, right.
And we're excited about that. We have great merchandise that basically we receive from donations. And it's incredible merchandise in good shape. And we have wonderful prices. People can go online or they can go into our thrift stores. And they can benefit from this great merchandise that's there at reduced prices. And in fact, let me just mention and offer to your listeners some promotions that we have. So from the 24th through the 30th, there's 25% off your entire purchase. From the 1st through the 7th of May, there's 25% off of all clothing. From the 8th to the 14th of May, there's 25% off all home goods. And from the 15th through the 21st, there's 25% off of all accessories. You got to go. The website, first of all, is a great looking website, but it's also, it's very worthwhile. At the end of the day, you're doing a good thing. Not only are you purchasing items at reduced rates, but also 100% of proceeds go to support the services at Father Joe's Villages.
Yeah, no, and you can't do enough in that area. I think that's absolutely terrific. And I'm a poster child for taking advantage of the thrift stores. The folks came and picked up a whole bunch of my stuff and brought it down, and hopefully it was useful, you know. And I know that it went to a great cause on this. Alma, you know, talk about, it sounds obvious, but listen, there's enough issues that is with adults that are on the street, but that's just exasperated and probably, you know, multitudes higher when it's children on the street, correct?
Yes. So as you know, it as a child, it's not your fault, right?
Of course not.
The situation that you're in, it's through no fault of your own. But thankfully, they're very resilient, as Deacon Jim said. And so in the therapeutic childcare, we provide many services to help them bounce back through what they're going. We meet with the marriage, family, and therapist. Once my staff meets with her once a week. And so we talk about the challenges that we're having, and she gives us feedback for each individual child. So that helps my staff a lot. We also meet with the parent once a month to talk about how their child is doing and the things that they need to be doing to help their own child. So we provide a lot of services to help the families. Like I said, parenting classes, play therapy, but we also have opportunities for the parent to grow. We have a children's store where we have new stuff in there that donors provide. The parents earn TC cash by either volunteering in the classroom, going to parenting classes, things that help them grow as a parent. And so they earn TC cash while doing these things. And so then they come into the store and buy things for their own children. All things, of course, are provided for them through the village when right. needed. But this is extra newer stuff, maybe a name brand, a thing for a teenager. Our teens go to public schools and they see their peers wearing the name brand stuff. So we have a store for the teens as well that they can earn TC cash and get some of that stuff for themselves.
No, that sounds terrific. You know, we're chatting with Deacon Jim Vargas, President and CEO of Father Joe's Village, joined by his colleague Alma Hutcherson, manager of the therapeutic child care for Father Joe's Villages. How many, Alma, and you can jump in on this too, Jim, how many of the homeless that are on the street are children? And how many of the children are actually housed in some of your places, you know, whether it's in the village or whether it's at some of the other folks? I'll start with you on that, Alma.
as far as I know, in the village, we have 150 children.
Right.
Just in the village.
Right.
I don't have the number. Deacon Jin probably has the numbers for it.
On the street?
On the street.
I don't have the numbers on the street, actually. Other than the fact that we know the number has been growing on this street.
Of the kids. Right.
Right. And in addition, actually, to the children at the village itself to whom Alma just referred,
right.
they are in transitional housing. That's about 150 children. But we also have shelters.
Right.
And in one of our other shelters at Golden Hall, as an example,
right.
we have families within that shelter. And there are almost 100 children at
right.
that shelter as well. So.
Right.
So it's a fair number that we're able to support. We're blessed to be able to support, and the number on the streets, as I said, has been growing.
Right, exactly. And I just it's tough enough to imagine adult fending for him or herself on the street, but now with a kid, it's unimaginable. Which is the reason why the listeners and the community you cannot rally enough to focus on these types of things without question on this. Alma, what can we do? What can our listeners do to support the work that you do?
Oh, lots of things.
Please tell us.
So Deacon Jim mentioned the gala.
Right.
Buy a ticket, be a donor, come volunteer, donate your items to our thrift stores, go
right.
buy at our
mm-hmm.
thrift stores.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, in therapeutic childcare, we have plenty of volunteer opportunities.
Right.
We also accept donations for our children, the store, new items for that store. Of course, donations of diapers and wipes and formula, all that is accepted and welcome.
Right. Is that on your website? So if someone goes to the website and say, here are the needs.
We have, yes. And also they can contact us by
right.
either on the website, or they can call 619-HOMELESS as well.
Right.
And so we have individuals who are able to help them, because the needs change over time, actually, right? So sometimes
right.
we need diapers. Diapers are something that, well, pretty much all the time we need diapers, actually. Right. But during the summer, but during the winter months, we need more warm clothing,
right,
as an example. So it changes, it's seasonal as well.
Right.
And so I would recommend that people either go onto the website, that's helpful, or contact us. And also, you know, in addition to the thrift stores and the online stores we mentioned, cash is always important.
Right.
I mean, and I encourage people to think about legacies. And bequests are important to us as well. And so people can contact us about all different ways in which they can donate. We have, you know, about a dozen trucks that go out, and you know this, on a daily basis, preset appointments to homes to pick up household goods and furnitures and so forth. People are very generous, like you, because we you're one of those as well. And so we thank you for that. And there's just so many ways in which you can help.
Right, and every one of the things, whether it's the donations and the money made from the thrift stores, or just a direct donation or volunteering, just goes, you know, such a long way to reduce that number of the kids that are in you know, homelessness. Jim, why don't you shout out one more time about the gala?
The gala on May 20th at the U.S. Grant Hotel. Again, it benefits the Therapeutic Child Care Center, and the goal is to raise over $1 million. So it's important. A lot of children who are suffering on the streets, and we have to break that cycle of homelessness for them.
Right. You just go to the website and get a ticket. It will sell out. So I know that. So get your tickets in.
And the website, again, is neighbor.org.
Beautiful. Deacon Jim, always a great day when I see you in the studio. Almost an honor meeting you as well. Wishing you just nothing but continued success. And I'm sure we'll look forward to having you back on the show somewhere down the road, because Jim will make a point of that as well. And Jim, can't wait to in the next interview that'll be coming up, and who else you'll bring into the studio, which we're very appreciative.
I always look forward to it. God bless you and to your listeners as well.
Okay, I appreciate that. We've been chatting with Deacon Jim Vargas, President and CEO of Father Joe's Villages. I'm Drew Schlossberg of Cloudcast Media, joined by his colleague, Alma Hutcherson, Manager of Therapeutic Child Care in this beautiful Mission Fed studio in Scripps Ranch. Mission Fed's been doing great work for San Diegans for more than 60 years. We hope you enjoyed the show.
You've been listening to an episode of Drew Schlossberg's Spotlight on the Community Show, amplifying the voices of social impact organizations, entrepreneurs, local nonprofits, and other community champions who shape the culture, creativity, and connectivity of San Diego community. Brought to you by Mission Fed Credit Union, bringing good things to San Diego for over 60 years. Learn more about what is good for you and good for all by visiting www.missionfed.com.
Cloudcast Media.